This is Baha'u'llahastami, Hoyastami 2012. We've gathered here on the banks of the Shamakund and this Kunja, Seva Kunj, to appreciate how Radharani is much more merciful than Krishna. This is an example of her mercy. She appears twice in this world. And on Radhastami and this Baha'u'llahastami, we're mentioning to the sadhu that we understand that there's something in Krishna that Radharani is curious about. And there's something in Radha that Krishna is very curious about. The extent of her love, the happiness she feels by loving him, and what is that taste of her love. So then he has to come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu with her color and her bhav, her kanti and her bhav, and get trained up by, like everyone, to understand Radharani's love. Everyone has to be trained up. Sakhi Shiksha. Everyone that aspires for the service of Radharani cannot attain that service, that intimate service, without understanding the nature of her mahabhav and actually imbibing that mahabhav, at least partially. So even the sadhaka siddhas, they have to go through the same process of meeting in Bhoma Vrindavan, meeting Lita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi, and being trained by them in the nuances of the bhav and movements of Radharani. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was curious to understand that, and he had to take training from Lita and Vishakha. Lita appeared as Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Vishakha appeared as Rai Ramananda to train and teach him in a very private way in the Gambir, which was actually an underground room in Kashi Mishra's house, but they made this room like a commemorative room above the ground for people to see, but the original room was under, was a gufa actually, under the floor or something like that. It's a very secret, private room. And it's kind of like a kandari kandari too. When Vishakha takes the sadhana siddha gopi, she will take her to a cave in Govardhan, a private place, and teach her how to sing. Vishakha will teach how to sing. And so many arts and so many, especially the art of loving and the art of Radharani's mahabhava. So that's what was curious about Radharani, but then Radharani was curious something about Krishna. What is that speciality? So I was mentioning that to Krishna appears at midnight in Krishna Ashtami, Krishna Paksha. It's a dark moon time of the month, a waning moon, and it's Ashtami, only a few days away from Amavasya. And then he appeared at midnight. And he's Shyamkala. He's very mysterious, and his qualities are as deep as the ocean. The ocean, when you go in the Atlantic Ocean, I've gone on a ship some distance, not across the ocean. When you go far in the ocean, then the ocean is very dark blue. Near the shore or in these Caribbean islands, then there's not very deep water, as you can see through the water. But very deep water is very dark blue. So Krishna, God has, there's no other color God can be. The complete representation of God must be very dark blue, because it has unlimited qualities, ananta gunam. So Ramchandra, of course, is green, and there's Yajna Avatar is red, and Hansa Avatar is white, and different colors. But Krishna is blue, because it's so deep, so unfathomable like the ocean. And another characteristic of the ocean is there's so many waves. There's so many moods in Krishna, so many rasas in Krishna, so many expansions of Krishna, so many dhammas of Krishna. He's a very unique personality. He's the absolute Godhead, absolute truth. But especially that love, that darkness, that speciality of Krishna. So the Radharani was thinking that I'm born in the Shukla Paksha, And I'm born at noon, at 12 o'clock. And I'm a lady, as I mentioned them. I'm a lady of the light. I represent light. Banu Nandini. Banu means light, sunlight. And I represent clarity and purity and straightforwardness. Krishna is born at midnight. He's Dark Lord, Lord of Darkness. And he likes too much secret leelas. So then Radharani thought, let me appear at midnight and Krishna Ashtami to understand what happens when you appear, what dark qualities will come in me. So then Radharani appears and Bahalasmi, this is Krishna Paksha, the dark moon side, a few days from Amavasya, and she appears at midnight, just like Krishna. So then she assumes, and in Radhakund, by appearing as Radhakund, and Radharani can understand something about her dark lord. And it's also her mercy expression, because she's appearing twice in Dwapara Yuga, once on Radhasmi and once on Bahalasmi. But Krishna generally, he's not so much famous for appearing as Shamakund, because he's considered simply a Tirtha Snan. Shamakund is there, and people sometimes say this is also Shamsundar, Sakshat Shamsundar, but not so often. Because he appeared there, and there's really no difference between Shamakund and Shamsundar. Radharani bathes every day. But actually, it was a Tirtha Stan. All the Tirthas came there so Krishna could get Prayaschit for Gohatya. And then Radharani bathed there to show that she gave up her man and her pride. And she said, I'll bathe there every day. So then Krishna bathed in Radhakund and said, I'll have Leelas here every day. And anyone who bathes here will become very dear to both of us. In Radhakund, actually. And I declare that your kund will be much more famous than mine. So Radhakund is famous as Radharani, Sakshat Radharani. And Shamakund is just there. Like we made an analogy, we have the sun and the shadow. So the sun, the shadow has no existence without the sun. But the sun exists without the shadow. Right, sometimes. So this shadow, so Krishna is dark. He's like shadow, chaya. Radharani is Banu Nandini. She's like the sun. So Krishna is only Radharani's shadow. So if she is shining on him, then he has his presence. This is our angle. So that's why Radhakund is famous. And all the Brijvasis say, I'm bathing in Radharani, I'm doing puja of Radharani, I'm doing prakrama of Radharani. They don't say anything. They say this is Sakshat Radharani, Prem Srupa Radharani. And Krishna has Leela there every day, and he bathes every day. But we don't hear that Shamakund is Sakshat Shamsundar. No one says, I'm doing Krishna puja, I'm doing Krishna prakrama. No one. All the signs say Radhakund. Google Maps says Radhakund. Indian street maps and road maps say Radhakund. Everyone says wherever they're coming from, I'm going to Radhakund. Where do you live, Radhakund? And there's a Radhakund post office. It's called Radhakund post office. Where is this Sham? Where is this Shamakund? Oh, it's there. So he's like a shadow of Radhakund. Radha, the Dark Lord, and Banu Nandini. So this is her mercy. We were explaining how this whole thing appeared because Radharani was miffed about the Maharas dance. There was too many newcomers there, so she wanted to have a special Rasa dance with only the in crowd. So she intimated that to Krishna. He said, all right, listen, just within a few weeks, I'm very sorry you're unhappy about all these sadhana siddha gopis that have joined this rasa dance. Because I promised them that I would, I stole their clothes, as you know. And I promised them that I would dance with them on the future nights. So now it's the time. So I have to uphold my promise. I always do that. And now you're unhappy. So now it's Ashwin Purnima. So very soon, which actually 8 days later. 8 days ago was Maharas dance. 8 days later, Krishna said, all right, well, I'll call it at Govardhan, nice rasa dance. Because he had seen when Krishna was cowherding over here, Govardhan, the cowherd boys, he saw so many kandamba, big kandamba kandi here, so many kandamba trees, and in the middle there was some natural clearing sometimes where he thought, oh, this would be a nice place for ras mandala. As you know, as I mentioned, as a repeat, when you're moving here and there, sometimes you see some place, oh, this is a very nice place. Maybe we could come here with my family for a picnic. There's a nice place here. You may see on the road, or, oh, there's a new mall, maybe we should shop there, or whatever. So then he kept that in mind. I guess Krishna sees Radharani everywhere. For one who sees Radharani everywhere, and Radharani and everything, he has never lost to Radharani. Radharani's never lost to him. So Krishna follows the Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna is telling in 6:30, chapter 6, verse 30, for one who sees me, he says me, but who is me? Me is Radha. If one who sees my me, right? So one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, he's never lost to me and I never lost to him. So me, Krishna's, what makes Krishna Krishna is Radharani. She's a Praneshwari. She's a controller of his heart. So one who sees Krishna, one who sees Radha everywhere and everything in Radha. So thus is Krishna. He's never lost to Radha and Radha's never lost to him. Vrindavanam pratyaja. Vrindavanam ekam param nagachati. Param ekam nagachati. That Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan. And Radharani is always one step behind Krishna. So she doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan either. If he doesn't go, and she's behind him, so she can go. First goes the engine, then the bogey. And bogey doesn't go before the engine. So Krishna comes back, he doesn't go out, and Radharani stays. Prishabhananandini Radha doesn't go, and Nandalal doesn't go. But Vasudeva Krishna goes to Mathura and he goes to Dwarka. And Vyogini Radha goes to Dwarka and some Yogini Radha goes to Kurukshetra, like this expansion. So this special Krishna that we worship is always here. So then he called this special rasa dance here to honor Radharani's request. He didn't invite anyone, any sadhana siddhas, they were not invited. And they all came here in Ardha Pradosh about 9:30 at night. And then this one rascal demon, this Brishab Asur. It says here, Brishab Danuja Nashan. That Danuja, he was Daitya, he was born of a Daitya. Danuja Nashan, Brishab. That bull was destroyed, that bull demon. Narma Dharmukti Rangir. Then he was on one side there was destruction. On the other side there's joking and delighting. Ukter means speech, Rangir means delighting Dharma. Narma Dharma. So Radha and Krishna were, this is verse 1 of Sri Radha Konastikam. It says, on one side, Krishna killed a bull, and then Sakis and Krishna are all laughing. They're laughing. It says, they exchanged many joking words with Krishna concerning the necessary atonement for the offense of killing a bull. Narma Dharmukti Rangir. Rangir means to enjoy, delight. They are having funny religious talks. Funny religious talks, a humorous theological discourse. Theology is about God. Because listen, this is Gauhatya Sham. What is Gohadiya? It's Asurhatya. No, he, whatever he is, but the form is there. You can't deny the form. You can't. And then Krishna said, look, you can't judge a book by its cover. The cover was a bull, but the inside of the book was a demon. He's a Danu. He's a Daitya, Danuja. He's a Danava, Danava, Danuja. No, like joking. Ukta uvacha, ukta, speaking. Dharma, Narma Dharma, is a very funny concept. Narma Dharma, Narma Dharma Pratyaja. Narma Dharma Pratyaja, give up all joking religious talks. Narma Dharmukti Ranger, Ranga, Rangili. So then, Nikila Nija Sakibir. And then, Nikila Nija Sakibir. As a result, the Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, Vrindavaneshri, and all her Sakis, her Nija Sakis, they joyfully excavated and filled Radhakund with their own hands. Swahastena Purnam, Prakatitam, Api Vrindaranya Ragya Pramodas. So they, with their own hands, Swahastena Purnam, they fully manifested Prakatitam, that place, Pramoda Ragya Vrindaranya. Vrindaranya means that place in Vrindavan. They manifested. What is that place? It's Radhakund. And then Ragya Pramodais, that queen Pramod, they were very happy. Pramod, right? Very happy and joyful to do that. Tadati Surabhi Radha Kundami Vashriome. May that immensely fragrant Radhakund, Ati Surab. Ati, it's not Surabhi, it's Surab. Surab means fragrant. Ati Surab means very fragrant. It's not excessive. Suravikal, right? A very, very fragrant place, my ashraya, my shelter. So that's the prayer of Das Goswami, who is our Prayojanacharya. So he's saying that on the pretext of religion, just killing the emblem of religion, the bull of religion, the greatest dharma was established here. Laughing together in love, Krishna and the Radha's gopis, this Nija Sakibir is important. Nikila means what? All her own sakis. So this is significant because it means there was no Chandravali sakis, no Vipaksha sakis, no contrary parties here. And that's when you can joke freely. Narma Dharmokti Ranger. You can really enjoy and delight when you're with your own group. Nija Sakivir. Akila Nija Sakivir. And so they were joking about religion with Krishna, the origin of all dharma. This is verse 1 of Radhakandastakam. Now, that's Brajabhuvimura Shatro Prayasi Ninam Nikamar. And the land of the hearts. Now, that's interesting land. The heartland of the soul. The heartland. In the land of the hearts of those who bathe in Radhakund, a desire tree of superlative prema, which is not attainable even for Krishna's beloveds in Vrajabhumi, or what says Queens and Dwarka, will arise. May that instantly arise. May that supremely charming Radhakund be my shelter. Brajabhumi, it seems like it's a little bit abbreviated translation. Brajabhumi Murashatra Priyasi Nikamer. Priyasis, they're translating Murashatra. Murashatra is the killer of the Mura demon. Bhuvi means in the land of Vrindavan, the land of Braj, even his dearmost beloved, his Prayasi queens, they can't attain this Gopi Bhav. Asulabham, it is very difficult to attain. And Prema Kapatrumam Tam. But they can't attain this prema kalpadruma. Kalpadruma means, of course, wish-fulfilling tree of prema. Janayati, this means birth. And Riddhibhumo. Riddhibhumo means the heartland. Snaturiche priyam yet. So this is loudly. Uche means loudly. Prema. Priya. This is a snan. Instantly. How's it? What does it mean now? Uche means arise. According to the translation, will instantly arise. One bath in Radhakunda instantly become very dear to Krishna. May that supremely charming Radhakunda be my shelter. Fragrant. Charming? Surabhi means fragrant? Yeah, it's very fragrant. And it's fragrant with yellow lotus flowers. That's page 174. And blue lotus flowers and red lotus flowers. And it's fragrant with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's the real fragrance. The body of the beloved and the lover, they, at the time of intimacy, they radiate particular colors and sounds and also fragrance. And this Radhakunda is a place of the most intimate leelas of Krishna and the deepest expression of those leelas with the most satisfaction. Because holy leela and Jalkeli and Banvihar and Julan and conjugal love dalliance are often relished in other places of Vrindavan, but not to the extent that they're experienced or enjoyed and relished here at Radhakund. This is the primo place of Krishna's love experience. So this is Brajabhuvi Murashatra Prayasinam Nikaman. Now, we have another translation here to this verse. It says, verse 2, it says, Manjari Prem is sown in the heart of one who faithfully and offenselessly bathes in Radhakund. Even an offensive person who bathes will get rid of his attitude and attain this supreme goal by bathing in Radhakund again and again. As a question is sometimes asked, it says if one offenselessly and faithfully bathes. So you may have faith in the power of Radhakund and faith in the Shastras, but we are offensive. We do make lots of offenses regularly, knowingly and unknowingly. Agyata duskriti and gyata duskriti. Knowingly perform bad deeds and unknowingly. It's said like that, that when we pray to the Lord, say, Krishna, please forgive me for all the offenses I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. Because inadvertently we may offend some living entity, jiva hinsa, or there are six types of Vaishnava aparad, and not welcome a Vaishnava in a friendly way, and speak badly and think badly, many things, and harm that Vaishnava by our words or our calumny or our activities. And so we're kind of bound up by so many offenses. Agari parapi yatnad atra devya prasada prasara krita kataksha prapti kamam prakamam anusarati yaduche snana sevana vandes. This uche is, we say uchaisik japa, that means loud. It's coming up from your heart and coming out of your mouth in a pronounced way. For the pleasure of Srimati Radhika, Even Sri Krishna himself yearns to attain her merciful sidelong glance. And to get that sidelong glance and to get that pleasure, he regularly bathes in Radhakund, carefully observing all the proper rituals. May that supremely enchanting Radhakund be my shelter. Agaripu. So many names were given here of Krishna. Anuripu. Murashatru. Agaripur. He ripped off Agasura. In report, I guess he killed him. Devya Prasada. Devya Prasada. He wants to get Radharani's mercy, I guess. What does it mean? Must mean that. Prasara Kritika Taksha. And what is that mercy? Just a sidelong glance he wants to properly attain. That's his one and only desire. Prapti kamam prakamam. That's a very, that aspiration he has. Anusara. He follows all the different rules. Anusara means to follow. There's anukar and anusara. So this anusara means he follows all the proper rituals. And then uchai snan sevano bandais. He will attain, he will, seems like he will, by that, arising from that snan, he will attain this, he will become bound in the service of Radharani. Yeah. Sevana Bandhais means appropriate rituals. Anu means to follow. Act one by one, bound by the rituals. Sevana. So bound by the rituals. Anusarati means following the rituals of bathing. Following the rituals of bathing. And from that will arise the complete fulfillment of his desire to attain a sidelong glance of Radharani. Right? Prapti kamam prakamam. So even Krishna's following Vaidhi Bhakti. So very interesting, because he's following Vaidhi Bhakti and bathing every day in Radhakund. And some people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't bathe in Radhakund. This is not Vaidhi Bhakti. This is only for advanced devotees. But here it's saying, Krishna in verse 3 of Radhakundastakam, that something different is there. So why is Krishna bathing in Radhakund?
Just to obtain
pleasure. For the pleasure of Radharani. Where is the word pleasure there? So it means pleasure, and how is that? Devya means Radharani?
Devya
means Radharani. Devya Prasad. Devya Prasad Agarwal. Mm-hmm. So he wants the mercy of Radharani. The favor of Radharani. The blessings of Radharani. And I guess that pleasure, prasad can mean all those things. Prasad is my pleasure or your pleasure? Devi mercy, Radharani's pleasure. So then the sadhakas bathe in Radhakund to attain a sidelong. We follow Krishna's example, his teaching in Bhagavad Gita. He says, abandon everything, always think of me. So here he's saying, you want the sidelong glance of Radharani? And then we say like that in a prayer of Lord Shiva, Urdhvanaya Tantra, Munindra Vindavandate, Kada Kurishyasiyamam Kripa Kataksha Rajam. We want it so badly, the sidelong glance of Krishna, I mean Radha, or Krishna also. And we're saying, when will it happen? I mean, I really want it to happen soon. Kada, 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 when? It will be today, will be tonight, will be at midnight. And even Krishna himself is Krita Kataksha Prapti Kamam. That's his desire. Just a glance, Radharani, I'll be so pleased and so happy if you just glance at me. It seems like a very innocent request. It's Kamam Prakamam. Krishna Rena Kam, it's like a deep desire. strong desire that he just wants a glance. And not even a full, complete glance, just like... from the corner of our eyes. So Krishna is easily pleased. We say Lord Shiva is Santosh. Ashutosh. Ashu means easily. Ashu. Tosh, satisfaction. Easily satisfied. Quickly. Ashu means quickly, actually. Ashu means quickly. He's quickly satisfied. So that means, he's quickly satisfied with very little bit. With a patar of bilva patra and water. He's like Krishna, patram pushpam palam toyam. Krishna's saying leaf and water. In this case, tulsi leaf and water. And Shivji is saying bail pata and water. And he's satisfied. He doesn't even say you have to have bhakti, just you do it. Krishna wants bhakti, devotion. But Shiva is Atmaram, he's a great devotee. So whether you have bhakti or not, if that was the criterion to get blessed by Shiva, then not too many people would be blessed by Shiva. What about Ravana? Did he have bhakti for Ram? Hardly. And so he was a devout worshipper of Shiva. And most of the modern followers, although some of them are both, they're Krishna bhaktas and Shiva bhaktas, especially in Braj. But mostly they're paisa bhaktas. Paisa, promotion, and prestige, the three P's. They want paisa, promotion, and prestige, and popularity. Four P's. Popularity means win the election. Paisa means money. Prestige means fame. Paisa, popularity, prestige, and what?
Pratishtha,
recognition, honor. And Shiva says, Bhavatu, Bhavatu. So Krishna says, it's very easy. Right around you, just look at me. I'm so carefully, so he's bathing every day to simply get a glance of Radharani. This is verse number 3 of Radhakundastakam. Such a deep concept. So we can do anusara of Krishna's teachings and bathe every day. What is it teaching? What is the relevancy in teaching for us here? Krishna bathe every day was simply an intense desire to have a glance of, get mercy of Devi Prasad, Radha Devi, Radhika Devi Prasad, Chahiye, the mercy of Radharani. And what form was that? First he said, I want Devi Prasadya, Prasad. I want some mercy, I want some blessing. And what blessing do I want? I'm not asking much, I'm not asking you to offer your body to me or to give me loving intimacy or intimate pleasure. Just look at me. That'll be enough. A glance. Avalokan. A glance of mercy. So even Krishna is begging Radharani for a glance of mercy. So we're not alone. Shiva's begging Radharani. Shiva's begging Radharani. Kada Krishna Siyamam Kripakatakshabhajam. And right next to him is another person begging Radharani, Kada Krishna Siyamam Kripakatakshabhajam. But Shiva is singing that song, but Krishna is singing Radha's song and bathing in Radhakund. It says Radhakund, you see, not Shamakund. Vajrabhuvana Sudham Sho, Prima Bhumir Nikamam, Vajramadhura Kishori, Muli Ratna Priyeva, Parichitam Apinamna, Yachataneva Tasyas. May that supremely enchanting Radhakund, which the moon of Braj Sri Krishna loves as much as he loves the crown jewel among the sweet girls of Braj, Srimati Radhika, and which he has made known by the name of Radhika herself, He might shelter Sudha. Sudamsho. Vrajabhuvana. That's very interesting way to describe the moon. The moon has so many poetic expressions to describe him. So the Amsha, it's explained here, this is the moon. Vrajabhuvana, shining over the land of Vraj, are a nectar, a source of nectar. Sudha, Radhara Sudha Nidhi. This moon creates nectar in the mind, Somaras. And that comes as a ray, moon rays, Amsho, rays of nectar, moonshine, moon rays. They are nectar for the mind and heart. Under the effect of those moon rays, the mind becomes pacified and purified, and the heart becomes engladdened and inflamed. That heart is a repository of Madhurya Leela, or Madhurya Bhav. But in that heart of a Shant Sadhu, he will become peaceful, and his mind will become very tranquil by the Sudamsho, the rays of that moon. So that is a name to describe Krishna Chandra. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. Sudamsho Bhagavan. Vrajabhuvana Sudamsho. It's a name for Krishna, Vrajabhuvana Sudamsho. He is the moonshine in Vraj. He is the soothing moon rays shining in Vraj, soothing the minds and pacifying and purifying the minds of all who stand in his light of love. And those that are intimately connected with him in Madhurya, then when they see the rays of that Sudha Amsho, then they become so inflamed and excited to love him. Uduraj. Uduraj, the king of the stars. Mm-hmm. So many nice phrases. Braja Madhura Kishori Muli Ratna Priyeva. Muli Ratna Priyeva. She is that Kishori, Braja Madhura Kishori. We've heard of Rupa Madhurya Sham, Leela Madhurya Sham, and Veena Madhurya Sham, and Prema Madhurya Sham, but now we're hearing about Madhuri, Madhuri Kishori. Prema Bhumir Nikamam, Prema Bhumi. It's not really translated here. He loves as much as he loves the crown jewel of sweet girls. Muli Ratna means the crown jewel of Madhura, the Madhura Kishoris, Madhura Kishoris, those very sweet girls. There's one special, Priya, Priyaji Ratha. And she is the crown jewel of all of them, that Priyaji. There's many sweet girls here in Braj. Madhura Kishori, they're all Kishoris. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe. So she is the one. Priyaji Priyatam. And Braja Madhura Kishori Muli Ratna Priyeva. And then Prema Bhumi Nikamam. What does Nikamam mean? He doesn't desire, and this Prema Bhumi is free from desire. Prem Bhumir Nikamam. There is no Kam in Prem Bhumi. How can Kam and Prem exist together? Kam is like iron. Lust, Kam is like worthless loha. And Prem, Raja Prem, Krishna Prem is like gold, Sona. Krishna's Kaviraj makes this analogy. Prem Bhumir Nikamam. Or you can say, Nikama means excessive desire. And this, no. And this land of Prem, this is Prem Bhumi, is it not? Sridham Vrindavan. Where there's someone named Prem Purushottam, you've heard? Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki Jai. So if your name is Prem Purushottam, then you must live in Prem Bhumi. This is Prem Bhumir. Brajabhuvana Sudamsho, Prema Bhumir Nikamam. In this land of Prem, there is one person named Krishna Chandra. Das Goswami Pad is saying, our Krishna Chandra is Brajabhuvana Sudamsho. Because he's Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rati Manjari. So much expert in serving the Rati Keli of Radha and Krishna. Nikunja, you know, Rati Keli Siddha Yayali Biryuktira Pekshaniya. Tatrati Daksha Rati Valavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanan Vinam. Das Goswami is our Guru. Vande Guru Sri Das Goswami Charanan Vinam. He's Nikunja, you know. And Yuna means two. In Nikunja is Nikunja Viharini Radha, Nikunja Vihari Sham. Nikunja Yuna Rati Keli Siddhai. Siddhi. He is that. Who is that expert in the Rati Keli Seva? Is Guru. Who is the Guru of that Rati Keli Seva, Prayojana? Das Goswami. And what is Das Goswami's name in his Mandri form? Rati Mandri. Nikunja, you know, Rati Keli Siddhai. This is Prem Bhumi. Everywhere Prem. And they say Prem Bhav. Even today, 5,000 years after Krishna's left this planet, Pandas and Brijbasi say, oh, you give some donation for the Ram Lila. So they have this idea, this is Prem Bhumi, and Prem Bhumi, there's a Bhav. Bhumi and Bhav. Place and expression. We are a place and we express something. We are a loka, lokal, loka, a kshetra, a body, a deha. And we are a place and we express. We are a place of expression. So this Braj Bhumi, Bhumi is a place, and this Bhumi expresses something, expresses Prem. We are a place and we distribute something. We distribute envy, we distribute anger, greed, lust. But this Kshetra, and where is Kshetra? Read the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Kshetragya. Kshetragya, the knower of the field. Chapter 13, Gita. Kshetragnayas. Krishna is the knower of the field. Aparamatma. So, Prem Bhumi Nikamam, that Krishna has, in this land of love, Krishna has a desire. But it's a loving desire. And it's excessive. It's nikamam. It's deep. And it's excessive. But it's pure. Because it's transcendental. And it's focused on Ladani Shakti. Which is himself. He's a Pavitram. Bhagavan. And so his one and only excessive desire is focused on Brajamaduri Kishori Maliratna Priyaji Radha. Ava, certainly, Priyaji Ava, certainly this Priya, this Radha Priya, she's my Priyaji. Priyava, certainly this Priyaji is the Muli Ratna. She's a jewel in the crown. Muli means crown, Ratna means jewel. And she's, what is she, old lady, old hag? She's a Kishori. Oh, there's so many Kishoris here in Braj. Oh, Kishori. Braj Kishori, Braj Chori, Braj Chori, Braj Kishori. No, she's a Madhura Kishori. Madhura Kishori. Because if you're Madhurya Purushottam, then you have to have Madhurya. If you're a Madhurya Bhagavan, then you need Madhurya Bhagavati. So she's Madhura Kishori. And she's Bhagavati, and he's Madhura Bhagavan. Madhura Bhagavan, Madhura Bhagavati Radha. Brajamadura Kishori, Moli Ratna Priyeva. Parichitam api namna teneva tasyas. Krishna loves the crown jewel among the sweet girls of Braj, Srimati Radhika, which Krishna has made known by the name of Radhika herself, be my shelter. So the whole thing is here, I was directing it towards Radha, but it starts off with Radhakund. So as much as everything I was saying about Radha, that Krishna loves Radha, he's loving this Radhakund. He says, may that supremely enchanting Radhakund, which Krishna, this is a Das Goswami's explanation of that verse from the Padma Puran, Yata Priyos, you know that? Das Goswami, this verse number 4 we're discussing is actually his rustic rendition of the Padma Puran verse, which is quoted by Rupa Goswami in Lago Bhagavatamrita and Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi Lila chapter 4, verse 215, and of course Adi Lila chapter 4 is all about Radharani. Yeah. And then Madhya Lila chapter 8, verse 99, which is Ramananda Samvag, which is all about Radharani. And also in Madhya Lila chapter 18, verse 8, and also in Upadeshamrita, in the purport of verse 9. So that's quite a lot of resources. So the Padma Puran says, Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarvagopishu Saivaika Vishnur Atyanta Valava. Just as Srimati Radhika, it's getting quite late, is most dear to Sri Krishna, her pond, Sri Radhakund, is equally dear to him. Among all the beloved gopis, none are as dear as Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radha Rani ki jai. Sri Radha Kunda ki jai. So this, that supremely enchanting Radhakund, which the moon of Braj, Sri Krishna, loves as much as he loves the crown jewel of sweet girls, Radhika, and which he has made known by the name of Radhika herself, be my shelter. Parichitam means made known, made famous. Parichitam. Api, that name, Namnam, Tenevatasyas. So this is 4 verses from Radhakundastikam, which we discussed on this day to glorify the appearance of Srimati Radharani on this holy day of Krishna Paksha Ashtami and Sridham Radhakund. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.